It's been quite a year for the Honolulu Museum of Art. January 1st, 2017, local boy Sean O'Hara took the helm. I gave him a year to figure things out. And this is how he sees things these days. I really hope you'll listen to the extended interview as well. Sean O'Hara, director of the Honolulu Museum of Art, says people who move to Hawaii often have a rosy view of life here that's leavened when you've grown up in the islands.
I mean, I came here with a healthy amount of fear because I've seen venerable organizations go down, like the Honolulu Symphony, for example. You know, the oldest symphony west of the Mississippi. I was kind of traumatized by that, but it also taught me the fact that what stops any organization from going down? Nothing. So we have to come up with better models.
O'Hara, who grew up taking classes and wandering the museum, says currently their $16 million budget is met through grants, revenue, and an endowment in about equal parts.
One of my dirty little secrets is I spent time in business. After my PhD in art history, I ended up working in London in finance and investment and hedge funds and things like that. And so I learned a lot about the way businesses operate and how they serve their clients.
O'Hara notes, when he was growing up in Hawaii, most of the wealth was owned by very few people.
Each generation that passes, there are many more descendants.
So the wealth is divided up.
A lot of those entities and families were the big supporters of the cultural institutions in Hawaii. And now... Well, you know, you have to have many more donors.
Where is the money here?
Oh, where is the money? The money has to be with the wealthy people, for example, who live here some of the time, all the time. But the local population doesn't have a lot of money because of cost of living.
Because we live here.
And we're also the most expensive city in the United States of America. So it's not going to be an easy place to
get money
promote.
Out of people.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, how are we going to do that?
You know, what you want to do is you want to determine the amount of wealth out there and project it out 20, 30 years, and then determine how many organizations that would support. And then you have an answer. Do we have twice as many organizations as the landscape would support? And if that's the case, you know, you either coordinate it all or you wish everyone good luck and you see what happens.
Meanwhile, museum goers want edgy contemporary shows, not history. HOMA is connecting membership to education more and has plans to relocate art classes to the main campus in the new Diamond Head Wing. Generating traveling shows is also a must for international recognition. Sean, after a year back, how would you really describe the arts environment here?
I don't know, the word kapakahi comes to mind, you know.
O'Hara clarifies, there's good going on, but he hopes that arts organizations will be able to coordinate costs, visibility, scheduling, etc. to magnify their efforts.
And so coming up with a sustainable financial model is one of those important missions that I have. We're such a key part of our society. I have to take the long view moving forward because I think that if we do that and we work with our partners in moving forward, then our community moves forward and our state moves forward.
For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Noe Tanigawa.